You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I am joined in studio once again by my lovely, the hip-hop songstress, Miss Abrina.
What up? Hey. Friday.
What, you got your Sox jersey
Sox
on?
Sox jersey.
All right.
Showing love to New York. Hey. I miss it. I need to go.
All right. Miss Abrina. Wait a minute. New York.
No, I'm not from there or anything.
Am I bugging? Isn't it Chicago? The White Sox?
Am I tripping right now?
Am I bugging? Because I don't watch sports.
Oh my God. You're so... Okay, that's
you know what kind of moment that is? That's a boop. I had a boop moment this week and I went to...
Well, why would I... Someone was just talking to me yesterday.
Maybe because we were talking about Chicago with Chance the Rapper.
I totally just got everything totally mixed up in my head right now. Okay, dumb moment. All right.
Girl, I had it this weekend. I went to a Popular Demand party. Why did I wear the same shirt as the only other white boy in there? I was like, really? It couldn't have been a Mexican wearing the same shirt, but the other white boy in the room. So I feel, you know what, sometimes
I get a pass. The conversation threw me off yesterday. Why am I tripping out right now? I see Chicago on this paper. It's throwing me off. All right.
All right, let's get into it. A couple trending topics. You have some new music out. I'm excited because before I knew you were actually coming on the show, I actually heard that joint you have with Eric Bellinger.
Yeah.
I was in my car like, oh, hey. Shit. But before we get into that, let's talk about some stuff. So Pharrell came out with that artist, Girl. I believe actually we had one of his songs on the Six Mix the last time you were here. So it's in Paris. He has this exhibit.
Really?
And the exhibit is basically to kind of show inside Pharrell's mind and kind of show inside the artist's mind and how the artist works and kind of like a John Malkovich kind of essence to it. But what he really wants to celebrate is all different types of women. That's what his album was about, and that's what he wants to do with this exhibit.
That's dope.
Well, that's great and all, but some people are a little upset because out of all the artists that had artwork there, there were 18 female and 19 male artists. So some people felt it was kind of like, well, what happened to that woman power?
Yeah.
You know, but everyone's work had to do with femininity. So another thing that, because, you know, everyone got to find something to be mad about.
Right. Exactly.
Photographer Terry Richardson is really close friends with Pharrell. He actually did the photographs from Pharrell's wedding, had some work in this exhibit. And people are upset because Terry Richardson is connected to the idea of drugging girls and raping them. Now, no one's proven this.
Where did
no
that
one has
come
proven
from?
This, but this is the stigma that goes around Terry Richardson, and people are upset that he was involved with this project. Pharrell came out and said, "Hey, you know, I've seen Terry Richardson on many occasions doing photo shoots, and it's just a real big party altogether. I promise you, the women part of the photo shoot did not look anything like a victim."
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to see these pieces and what Terry Richardson did. I'm a fan of his. So if that's any of that is true, I'm going to be heartbroken.
Well, I mean, you know, he's worked with so many huge artists. It's
and then the work that he's done, like, and he understands beauty of a woman. You can see it through his work. So that'd be...
People are just mad.
Yeah, I think
they just want to be mad at Pharrell. But whatever, it gave Pharrell some free press. So I want to check that exhibit out. Looks dope.
Yes.
This couch looks dope. I think Pharrell did this couch.
Oh, he did?
If I'm correct. I believe this was his, what he added to the collection. Moving on, though. Chance the Rapper. You a fan of Chance?
I've only listened to a few of his songs, but I've heard a lot about him.
He's upcoming.
You know, Drake will talk about him in the song. I'm like, oh, okay. There he's on the come up.
I like his music. I didn't really know too much about him. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I judged him. I put him in the whole Tyler Creator situation.
Justin Bieber's homie.
Yeah, you know, so I was like, what are they really doing? But he did some positive this past weekend for Memorial Day. Chicago, him and his father were working together to try and stop gun violence for Memorial Day.
Yeah, okay.
It was a campaign called Save Chicago. He went with his father. He came out to say, when I was in L.A., my dad asked me to help with a project he was trying to get the community.org in Chicago to prevent every murder on Memorial Day. Well, it didn't just work for one day. It worked for 42 hours.
That's really, really dope.
He got on his Twitter and tweeted to church, schools, businesses, to basically just get the plan out that we want to save Chicago and no shooting. And it lasted for 42 hours. So congratulations to that. Yes. However, it didn't go into Memorial Day. Memorial Day, there was some situations. But that's all right. People's getting excited. But the fact that one artist, imagine Beyonce doing this.
Yes, that would be amazing.
So shout out to you, Chance, for that.
Yes, and let that spread on to other artists to do stuff like that.
And I love that, you know, he's not a big name right now, but that's something important that he did with his father.
That's inspiring. That's really inspiring.
All right, and last but not least, Will Smith and his company, Overbrook Entertainment, are in talks to do... Have you ever seen the Dick Clark Rockin' New Year Party? Has Ryan Seacrest on it. It's a bunch of performers in Times Square.
Yeah, yeah.
So Will Smith is talking about doing one of these himself. Mm-hmm. And they want to shoot it in Miami, so it'll have more of like a Miami flavor to it.
That'd be dope.
I thought it would be dope too, because they're going to have musical performances. His kids might be involved, so they might get, you know, the younger generation, older generation. But then they added this in. They want to really involve David Beckham. And I was like,
that's
okay,
cool.
That's weird.
But it would be cool as a host. Miami, it like brings out, I don't know why I think of David Beckham and the sexy guy walking the beach in Miami. So I just.
All right,
like,
I can get
with
that.
As long as he's there and has his shirt off. Like,
David Beckham can be a part of this.
Yes.
All right. So they want to promote his Miami soccer team. So maybe that's what they'll do. They'll just have the whole soccer team shirtless.
I'd
watch.
Let's see it happen.
All right, well, before we get into your new music, we always show two videos here. The first video is a YouTube sensation. This week, her name is Kelly King. A friend of mine showed me this. It's this girl. She's a little white girl singing And I Am Telling You. And it's not the full video, but I had to do the part of her just, you know, killing it at the end.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because this room wasn't paying attention to her at first. And she owned the room, and you'll hear they go crazy for that.
Where is this?
This is in New York.
You would not think that voice is coming from her.
Absolutely not. Kelly
she's
King.
She's got some soul.
She's gangster with it.
Yes.
Definitely check out the full video. And I'm telling you, she does a whole bunch. She does a Whitney cover that's just ridiculous.
I'm excited. We need a new, like, Tina Marie. We need
yes.
a new... I mean, Mariah's still around, but we need that new Mariah. Like, that's just powerful, powerful.
Well,
vocals.
How do you feel about Ariana Grande right
Oh,
now?
No, yeah, I love Ariana. She's definitely dope.
Are you liking the kind of... Like, I feel like they tried to force this Mariah Carey thing on her.
Yeah.
And I wish they didn't do that.
That was the only thing that I kind of, when I was listening to her album, I was like, even the... I felt like the harmonies, her ad-libs, I'm like, it was so Mariah. I'm like, dang, I want her to be a little bit more original. Her own, but that was my only little thing with it. But.
And it'll come. She's young. She's like 17 or 16
she's
or something.
She's 19.
Is she that old?
Yeah.
It'll come. Oh, she's a
new
that's
old, you know?
Right, you know? Getting up there.
Shoot.
All right, this next one, Miguel Simple Things. You said you haven't seen this video
yet? I haven't.
All right, he just dropped it for Simple Things. Very artistic. Love it.
She said, I don't want a model, I don't want a movie star. You don't have to win the lotto, oh, I want you to win my heart, yeah. She said, I just want someone true. She said, I just want someone to smoke with me, babe, and lay with me, babe, laugh with me, babe. I just want the simple things. To smoke with me, babe, laugh with me, baby, lay with me, babe. Cause I just want the simple things. And I just want you.
Miguel, Simple nice. Things.
I love that song.
Peaceful
too. Yeah.
Calm. Beautiful.
Showing that.
The wolf.
Showing Hollywood off.
The wolf.
Yes.
I wonder what that represents. The simple thing. All right, Miss Sabrina.
What?
Last time we had you in here, you was a little unsure of when anything was going to come out. But now.
Now we got it
we
all
We got some
set.
Dates. We got some
I
names.
Got real set dates.
The fans is excited.
No
you
turning all back.
You putting hits out right now. After
going.
Hit after hit.
Yes.
So you had your song, Dat Good, Problem.
Mm-hmm. I love how you emphasize the D. Like, say it one more time. Thank you.
That good. From there, now we're moving on to your latest single, which is Blowin'.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of describe the mix of the tracks. You went from That Good, which was kind of, you know, a little more urban-y, where Blowin' is kind of a little more R&B-esque.
Yeah, and I wanted to show people that I could do that more R&B vibey, more slower song where I'm just kind of being sexy, talking to the ladies and to the men. But it's a dope song. I actually did it like 6 months ago and wrote it. Me and the producer Thaddeus, we wrote it, and then we're kind of going back and forth on who we should put on it for the longest time. Like, it just took us a minute to kind of figure that out, because at first I wanted a rapper. But then all my other songs, features, I have rappers on. So we were like, yo, let's put a singer on it. And I just was in the studio with Jeremiah, and he heard it. And he wanted to hear some stuff I was working on. And he was feeling it. And I just, it didn't even click in my head till the next time we were like together in the studio. I was like, yo. I was like, why don't you hop on this? And, you know, I'm like, you know, it's like difficult asking for like verses from people.
Right.
So, you know. But he was like, yo, I'm down. So
okay, you're in the studio, because that is the thing about you, is you popped into this game and you've worked with some great names.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I've been blessed in that way, definitely.
Is it the energy? I mean, clearly you're a nice girl. You like, what is it about you that you think that you just connect with all these people, that they're just so drawn to you?
I think it's just because they can see my hustle and they can see that I'm just real about it, and I know what I want, and like people just are down to have me in the studio. Also because I write, so like Jeremiah will have me around just because he'll like ask me for an idea, and then he always will have me do like some little backgrounds or something like randomly in a song too. So I think they just want somebody that they're cool with and is just a real person. Really doing it too.
Now you say you write. Your new EP coming out is called My Playground.
My Playground.
It drops in July.
Woo! Yes, July 27th. 27th? Yes.
July 27th.
Right?
My
yes.
Playground, Abrina. Why My Playground?
Because, see, I took forever coming up with a name. I know I'm just going to. This girl over here, she's like. She was shaking her head at me so many times because I would keep changing the name.
What were some of the changes? Like, can you tell us? And why was it so hard? I mean, I know it's your first project, but...
Because I had so many different statements that I wanted to make, and then just deciding and locking one in, and then I just kept changing my mind. Sometimes I get like that. I don't know. I just...
Wait, what's your sign?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. I don't know Capricorns enough like that to know that. But okay, so my playground, what's your statement?
So what is my playground, what I really wanted to put into the world and what I really live by is how I'm doing things, how I want to do them. And like a piece of advice that someone gave me that I always stuck with in my head was just, you know, Bree, at the end of the day, do whatever the F you want to do. And so I always live by that, and I'm always just trying to be me and not let anybody pull me in different directions, which happens a lot. But
how do you get back to your center when that happened?
I just find myself when I'm like, what do I really, really want to do? So it's my rules, my life. I do it how I want to do it, when I want to do it. So it's just my playground. And my music shows that. Like, it shows how my personality is just me. Nobody's doing this for me. I'm hustling this. I got a good team, but I'm hustling my butt off on all of this. So it's like my playground. Living my world, my playground.
So now that you have a package together as far as, you know, my EP is about to drop, we got these singles coming out, what's your mentality kind of like now versus 4 months ago?
Mentality is just like I'm at that point where it's just all or nothing. So I'm just giving it my all, like to the max. So just I'm trying to do it all. Just shows, everything, no sleep. Just trying to go in. So right now I feel like it's just my crazy grind time, like just put everything into it.
All right, and I want to talk about these two tracks here. First one is featuring Eric Bellinger called Acting Up. Tell me a little bit about this, because this one's spicy. Somehow I was not expecting to turn it on and hear that. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's just about, honestly, it's about my ex.
Ooh. All right.
Which... It's funny because
he was acting up.
Yeah, he was acting up. But it's just something I know a lot of females can relate to, because I'll talk to my friends and they'll be like, yo, my guy took his phone when he was in the shower. Like, and I'm like, I know. Mine does that too once in a while.
It's weird.
And so it's like real, real events that real women go through. Like, you don't trust your man. He's acting up. Like, okay, are you getting comfortable? Is it because you finally did hit it? I mean, and that's just real things that happen.
How did Eric Bellinger come to be a part of it?
Me and Eric were trying to do a song for the longest time. So he finally heard that track and he was like, Bree, this is crazy. No, so he heard that and then he wanted to write it. He was like, I think this is some next level stuff. So I want to be on this one and I'm going to write it too. I'm like, hey, score.
Okay. All right, yeah. So we're going to take a listen. This is Abrina featuring Eric Bellinger, Acting Up.
You were with it, obvious to me. You're backing off 'cause you got it. It's been a month and now you're changing up. Let you hit and now you're acting up. Used to call me on my phone just to talk for hours. Show up at the crib just to bring me some flowers. It was never selfish, everything was ours. Now you take your phone with you even in the shower. Boy, go ahead and fall back. I ain't worried about a callback. When I posted that pic, I know you saw that. All of them likes, you ain't like that. Now you're sick with no fever. Right where I want you, but now I don't need you, no. Don't hit my hunger either. When you find out my phone's off for the evening.
Hey, Abrina featuring Alec Bellinger, Acting Up. I love it. How did the beat come about? Did someone give you the beat? Were you in the studio? I know you said sometimes you write when they'll create the beat.
Yeah, they just knew what I was going for. I wanted that club record that is going to make everybody go off, but at the same time, like, still properly, like, demonstrate me, which... I'm Latin, so it's kind of cool how it has a Latin infusion in there. So it was just, it fit. It was perfect for me.
Has your ex said anything to you since he
Yes, he does. I got the email.
You got the email?
Yeah. I know.
All right. Well, we'll hope we'll have a follow-up song for that.
It's kind of blocked right now. So. Bye.
All right. So you said blowing. Jeremiah heard it and he just had to get on the track.
He was a fan of the track before he hopped on it, which was cool. Wasn't like, do you like it? Do you want to be on it? He was like, yo, I like it.
And that's what amazed me is these features with you just are so natural. It's just, that's girl, you was destined for greatness.
Yeah, no, it's really dope how they've all kind of come about organically and that's really dope. And I feel it in the music, so I hope everybody can feel that too.
And so the track Blowing is about?
It's about blowing kisses all over the body. About,
ooh,
it's not
so
just,
it's a little more sexual, a little more sensual.
It's a little more sensual, yes, it is. But it's, I also talk about just cruising and being with the dude that I want to be with. And so it's also like a good summertime, just chill with your dude or your girl type song. So
let's take a listen to that. It's Abrina featuring Jeremiah Blowin'. So we got Blowing. Definitely, blowing. Most of your songs you put out are the little party tracks.
Yeah.
Why was it important for you to show this side of you?
Just because I want to do a lot of music like this. I don't want to always do a song.
Stick in the hip hop. You want to move R&B?
Yeah, no, I love R&B. R&B is my passion at the end of the day. I was raised on it, so it's like it has my heart. So I want to do more songs like Blowin', and I'm doing a bunch of songs like Blowin', so it was important for everybody to see that.
As a female in the industry, how do you keep that kind of line of owning your sexuality and, you know, being able to use it without, you know, crossing boundaries and just kind of finding your medium?
Yeah, that was always something that I struggled with because my songs are very, very, might make somebody think things sometimes. And I was always kind of, even when I put That Good out, That Good, a lot of people would ask me questions. I'd be kind of embarrassed about it. But at the end of the day, it was like, I'm proud to be a woman and just be sexy and mm-hmm. own that sexiness and not being afraid to show that. So I think that was the biggest thing, is just not being afraid and just being real. Like,
how did you get into that comfortability? Because I know a lot of girls have trouble with that, you know? It's like, oh, I don't want to look this way. I don't want to come off this way. And you get so stuck in your head almost.
It's growing into a woman and just being confident in a woman, in yourself, being a woman. And just when you finally feel sexy and own your sexiness, then it's like just you will give off. Like, I always try to be the sexy, but obviously classy. But I think I just give that off. So it's about just being confident and owning it.
My Playground, July 27th, is coming up.
Yes, it's the 27th. No. It's like I have the date. It's either 26th, 27th, but I'm sure, pretty positive it's the 27th, right? Yes, yeah, 27th. First 27th.
27th it is. All right, what can we expect off of this album?
You can expect a good fusion of just R&B, pop, hip-hop. And I have stuff on there that has a little bit of Latin fusion to it. I have the stuff for the clubs, and I have my vibey tracks like Blowin', where you can just chill and vibe out to and play in your car.
So it's going to be the go-to CD this summer.
It is. Definitely is. Something on there for everybody. It's for the women. It's also for the dudes, too. For the men, too. Like, I talk about stuff men want to hear, too.
What kind of stuff do you talk about that men want to hear?
Well, guys like hearing women talk sexy to them. Mm-hmm. They like hearing us go in on all that.
So you got a special track out there for the fellas?
I do.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm at it.
Talk about love. I talk about the breakup. I talk about your exes acting up. Tell them to get gone.
Did your ex only get one song on the album?
I mean, not really. No, I think he got a little bit more than that. But so it was on my mind at the time.
That's how Adele got her number one her Grammy. All right. Where can your fans follow you?
Definitely follow me at Abrina Music, A-B-R-I-N-A, Abrina Music, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that.
Make sure you guys check out My Playground by Abrina, July 27th. It's coming. All right, so let's get into the six mix. Six songs that came out, well, we weren't here last week, so it came out within the past 2 weeks, because I just have to talk about some of them.
Yeah.
The first one is Mariah Carey featuring Wale, You Don't Know What to Do. Have you heard her anything off her new album?
Thirsty.
Just Thirsty? How are you feeling about Thirsty?
I love Thirsty.
Love Thirsty.
I love Mariah. Love Thirsty. Thank you, Mariah. She's coming back. I'm excited.
And I love that they put Rich Homie Quan on it, because it gives me a modern day version of Mariah and ODB.
That's dope. Hey. Nice.
All right, so this is with Wale, You Don't Know What to Do. The track's banging. Here we go.
But our little romance is through. Because basically, but you just don't know what to do.
Like it already.
I can give it to you, but what you gonna do? If I hit it, I bet you stuck stupid. Sucking your teeth, don't fuck up my mood. I'm trying to give it all to you. I can understand it's things we go through. Put C's on your back, let's see this here through. And we could be as high as receipts from Nobu, but I gotta get it out of you. She said, late, throw a ring on it. She don't love you, let she put your whole name on it. Getting money at this age is hard.
Mariah featuring Wale.
I like
you don't know
that.
What to do. It is. It makes me want to be roller skating in a ring.
Hey,
like,
hey.
I need to know who is Mariah Carey's Photoshop person. This bitch have this man locked up in a room somewhere. Because I'm like, he creates Jesus on paper.
He does. She always looks flawless.
I love Mariah, but she does not look like that.
Aw.
But I love Mariah. Next, Nicki Minaj. She dropped that. You heard that song? Yes, bitch.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Everything. And then it said that her new single is going to drop in 2 weeks. She dropped it, called Pills and Potion. Kind of totally different than where I thought, because I've been hearing that Nicki's going to do this whole, like, back to my mixtape roots. And
yeah.
So you haven't heard it yet?
I haven't heard this one, though.
So we're going to take a little listen and then see what you have to think.
Cool.
Never make me hate you, even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful. I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either.
It was a little slower than I thought she was going to come up with.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling with the vibe so far? You haven't heard the whole thing.
That sounds like an album cut to me.
Right?
I love Nicki, but yeah, I wanted her to come with that heat. That's like how she murders it.
Yo, Jesse, am I crazy or does that sound so much similar to like Eminem? Like, that'd be sounding like his last album.
It does sound Eminem-esque. Honestly, it just kind of reminds me of...
I'm like, where did that voice just come from now?
The white boy in the booth. It kind of reminds me more off of her first album, like Fly with Rihanna or something like that.
I was thinking that one.
So it's kind of like, I want a Dungeon Dragon.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
You know, but I figure maybe she gave us that Yes, Bitch, and she gave us Chirac to kind of hold us over. Here's the one that'll get some radio play, and then she'll come out with that. Hopefully, Nicki. I believe in you. So
yes, Nicki. Kill it.
Next, Tyga, ASAP Ferg, Jeremiah. Jeremiah is doing it this summer. I must say.
He's overseas right now, so.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's about to come out again. Don't sleep on Jay.
I saw him on what's it called? Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
This past,
being his true self.
Right. Well, you know, maybe that one wasn't a good PR move for it. And I'm just kidding. All right, so this is called Adult Swim. It's by Tyga. I lay it down, long back strokes in the middle of the ocean. I'ma need that ass up, face down. If I get in, then I just might drown. Slipping this night in, Rain King, nigga. I can swim in it, on it. Slipping this night in, I just slip and then I slide in. Rip dress, slipping in the night in. Pussy juice on my clothes, bitch, don't fall in that pole. Fergie got that pussy talking, man, I've got feel on these hoes. I got that pussy talking like meow, meow, meow. Then bust that pussy open like, let me put it down. Hit it from the back, girl, don't make a sound. New booty shot, still make it bounce. Walk in the strip club, so unannounced. Get a brick of money, hit it with a towel. Ow. I laid it down like Pacquiao. Hit it so hard, bitch, do with a towel.
Yeah, that was a banger.
ASAP Ferg on that one. He killed Shabba. That. Tyga, Adult Swim. Make sure y'all check that out. Next, speaking of Shabba. So I came across this artist. Her name is KK Holiday. And my friend was telling me about her and was like, you know, I want to show you this girl. I don't know how you're going to feel about her. She's kind of really out there. And she's out there.
Okay.
I personally fell in love with her. I love a Jamaican ratchet movement. So her name is KK Holiday. The song is called Where to Rub a Day. The clip isn't going to do it justice. Just, I've got to get it out there. Go watch the video when you get home. She did that. And here it is, KK Holiday, Where to Rub a Day. Jamaica, no mistake. Short, so short, got the woman them hating. The man trusted. KK okay. Holiday, she's out. Okay. She's very out there.
Oh yeah.
But the video, the whole package is real again. Cute. How much you make again? Where to rub it in? All right. Now you said you heard this next one, Estelle Beat It Up.
Yes. Yeah.
This is off her little like mixtape with like four songs on it. It's real cute. Estelle Beat It Up. I love the artwork for it. I already know. Impatient to show me. Your love below, living in lust like, you just wanna see, come a bit closer, here take a peek, make my pussy say, make my pussy say. Estelle mm-hmm. Beat It Up. She did
it's
that.
It's cool. It's different. I like it though.
And then last but not least, I'm sure y'all have heard it by
Don't
now.
Tell.
Don't Tell Him. Featuring, I mean, Man of the Hour, huh? Jeremiah, Don't Tell Him. It's a DJ Mustard beat, so obviously it's all over the charts.
Mustard on the beat. Rhythm is a dancer. I need a companion. Girl, I guess that must be you.
You gotta get you on the remix. Fucking like no other. Don't you tell them what we do.
Hey. Don't tell them, you ain't need. Don't tell them, don't tell them. Look at you getting it over the head. Don't tell them, don't tell them. You ain't need. Don't tell them, don't tell them.
You ain't need. Gotta tell them, don't tell them, don't tell them. No, you say you're down with it. My neighbors and friends are so over this song. Because
you're playing it out.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. I feel like it's been out for months.
Yeah. Everyone that's been in my car, I'm like, you guys, rewind. Like, sorry, this is on repeat.
On shuffle.
It's addicting. That's a good thing, though.
It is addicting. However, I'm excited more for your album to drop.
Thank you.
Because everything you put out has been very consistent. It has been flavorful to my ears.
Thank you.
And one last time, where can everyone get your latest single, Blowing, featuring Jeremiah?
Blowing's on iTunes. It's everywhere out there. Check it out on my SoundCloud, all of that. And then Acting Up, it's not officially on iTunes yet. We just gave out the teaser, so we're still about to work that, but that's going to be on my playground. July 27th.
Hey, and one last time, where can everyone tweet you?
Abrina Music, at Abrina Music. Make sure you tweet me, holla at me. Thank you, darling.
Thank you for coming in. You know you are always welcome in my studio,
Thank
girl.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter and Instagram. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J and The Beat TV on Instagram. Till next week, peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.